To this 1 2 3 4 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 4 1 2 1 2. That's interesting. Wonder how what happened. Oh, we had a power outage. Every time we have the power go out, the level gets fucked. But anyway, welcome to our pre-show. On Elcott, the next step yesterday, which was even more even more improvised than usual. In the show log that accompanied it, at least on Facebook, on the fan page, is a glossary of terms, Elcott terms and their meaning, that were used in that particular presentation, the Sunday, the 27th. So you might want to check that out. And I really want to do kind of a comprehensive glossary of Elcott, the next step terms. Why is that? Because it just seems like a fun thing to do, you know. Will it serve any real academic purpose? Probably not. But I think it's a cool Phil Hendry show thing to do, you know, Phil Hendry BSP thing to do. All right. Now, what the fuck am I doing here? Oh. We're going to get over and take a look and see what we got in our encore situation for today. Kind of a weird weekend, man. I threw my fucking back out middle of last week, and I spent the whole weekend trying to get my back in shape, and Friday night hanging out with Jackie on FaceTime, drinking a little bit of tequila, which probably was not the healthiest thing to do, but and then I got PT this morning, physical therapy over at the Southern California Orthopedic Institute, and great people there, great physical therapists there, Leticia, good job, Andrea, great job, those are the guys that, two guys that have put me through the stretches that you have to do, you know. Because what you're doing is, man, all that tissue, that scar tissue that built up after you ripped your rotator cuff and then after you had the surgery has to be sort of worked so that, you know, you're back to having the full flexibility that you should have in those. And I can tell my arm, my right arm is way better, but it's still really painful when I move it around. All right, so today's the 28th. Man, before long, it'll be the 29th, and before now long, it'll be the 39th. Let's see what we're going to do here. Bobby Dooley is hired to voice. We already did that. What about, it's the end of the month, isn't it? Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills is in studio. Let's check it out, man. Let's see what this is about. Friday show here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show features a show from last year that I often... No, man, that's an encore show from last year. So, Ted Bell talks about disastrous Easter promotions. We're barefooting. Did we do the Frank Gray Monday report? I don't remember. Well, here's what I'm going to do. We'll go into the month of May then. How about that? Fuck with me. You know. See what we got, baby. Where the hell is May 1st? May 1st is a Monday, naturally. So then May 2nd was a Tuesday. Harvey Wyman represents the Dooleys who claim they were defamed. Let's check this one out. Jack Armstrong reports on the Florida Panthers. By the way, the Panthers are playing tonight or today or whatever the fuck. And after an outstanding 3-0 start to the series against Tampa, they just fucking ran out of gas in Tampa the other night, the other afternoon. That was Saturday, 6-3. And they looked like absolute shit on defense. The power play worked for Tampa like it hadn't worked before. And they got close. The Panthers got within one. They came back to 4-3. It was 2-0. They came back with 2-1. And then I don't know what the hell happened. Did they tie it up? No, they went to 3-1. Then they came to 3-2, 4-2, 4-3, 5-3, 6-3. That's how it, they just turned it on, man. What are you going to do? All right, so here we go. So we'll watch and see what they do. They're coming back to South Florida. They should, by all rights, win, dispose of Tampa Bay, and get the fuck on to the next round. Don't turn this into a comeback for the Lightning. 3-1. I mean, the Rangers, who was it? Who lost? Oh, Carolina lost one. Carolina was out to a 3-0 jump on the New York Islanders. They lost one. So, you know, it happens. Sweeping a team like the Tampa Bay Lightning, It would appear, you know, it shouldn't happen. A lot of playoff experience on that team. But, you know, so here we are. By the way, congratulations. The Everton beat Brentford 1-0. They also had a win over Nottingham Forest. So it looks like Everton is going to survive. They will not be relegated. They'll survive in the Premier League. Once again, thank you, Sean Dyche. Great fucking job, coach. Great job. I mean, we've had a celebration under Frank Lampard, a celebration under, who was the guy last year? I can't even remember. I don't mean to be disrespectful. I can't fucking remember. They've had 3 goddamn coaches in 3 years. And they have been saved from relegation. Everton used to be a mid-table to top-5 team at one time. Remember when Roberto Martinez was their coach? When I really got back to following them around in the early part of this past decade, when they got on TV here in the States, you know, NBC signed a deal with the Premier League to cover the game, carry the games here in the States. So they suddenly, all these games are on Saturday, and you're flipping on all these really great games. And I was able to follow Everton that way. And Roberto Martinez, well, no, what's his ass was still coach. They had really great success in that camp. David Moyes. And he had been coach for what, like 10 fucking years before that? And they'd always been a contending team, top 10 team. I don't know. And then comes Roberto Martinez. Moyes took the Manchester United job and absolutely fucking one year they fired him. He didn't make it. But Roberto Martinez had him, top of the table. I mean, fifth. They were in the Europa League 1 year. But they fired him. Then they brought in a succession of bums. And gradually, slowly but surely, the team just faded into a second division, a bottom half of the table, piece of shit. And they had some great players. They had Rick Harrison, this guy that was the big star of the Olympics for Brazil. He was on Everton. They had Romelu Lukaku, was easily one of the best scorers, top scorers in the league, year in, year out. They had John Stone. They had a lot of guys that went on to greatness with other teams, but they just couldn't turn it into wins, you know. All right, so enough of this shit. Who gives a shit, right? Hey, it's Phil. It's time for the Backstage Pass Pitch. Now, if you don't have a